The third station of the cross. Jesus falls for the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. From the book of the prophet Isaiah. And yet ours were the sufferings he bore, ours the sorrows he carried. But we thought of him as someone punished, struck by God and brought low. Yet he was pierced through for our faults, crushed for our sins. On him lies a punishment that brings us peace, and through his wounds we are healed. Man has fallen, and he falls always anew. How many times he becomes a caricature of himself, no longer the image of God, but something that makes a mockery of the Creator. Is not the image of man par excellence the man who, going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, was attacked by robbers who stripped him and left him half dead, bleeding beside the road? The fall of Jesus beneath the cross is not only the fall of the man Jesus, already exhausted by the scourging. Something more profound emerges here. As Paul says in the letter to the Philippians, his state was divine, yet he did not cling to his equality with God, but emptied himself to assume the condition of a slave, and became as men are. He was humbler yet, even to accepting death, death on a cross. In the fall of Jesus beneath the weight of the cross, the entire course of his life appears, his voluntary abasement to lift us up out of our pride. And at the same time, the nature of our pride emerges, the arrogance with which we want to emancipate ourselves from God and be nothing other than ourselves, with which we believe we do not need eternal love, but with which we want to shape our lives on our own. In this rebellion against truth, in this attempt to be our own God, to be creators and judges of ourselves, we fall headlong and end up by destroying ourselves. The abasement of Jesus is the surpassing of our pride. By his abasement, he raises us up. Let us let him raise us up. Let us cast off our self-sufficiency, our false illusions of autonomy, and instead learn from him, from the one who abased himself, to find our true grandeur, abasing ourselves and turning to God and to our downtrodden brothers and sisters. Lord Jesus, the weight of the cross made you fall to the ground. The weight of our sin, the weight of our arrogance brought you down. But your fall is not the sign of a tragedy. It is not the pure and simple weakness of the one trampled upon. You wanted to come among us, who, through our arrogance, were laid low. The arrogance to think that we can produce man has meant that men have become a kind of commodity, to be bought and sold, which are like a reservoir of material for our experiments, with which we hope to overcome death by ourselves, whereas, in truth, we are doing nothing other than debasing the dignity of man ever more profoundly. Lord, help us because we have fallen. Help us to abandon our destructive arrogance, and by learning from your humility, be raised anew. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, how sad and sore distressed was that mother highly blessed of the sole begotten one.